There is a fruit that grows on farms in 40 states. It's native to much of the eastern U.S., and it even has its own song.
Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Picking up pawpaws, put them in your pocket. Way down yonder.
Despite all that, you won't find pawpaws in too many grocery stores. Harvest Public Media's Kate Grumke reports on the push to popularize the pawpaw.
The pawpaw trees here at Ferguson, Missouri's Earth Dance Organic Farm School are covered in bunches of fruit. The school first harvested pawpaws in 2018. That was also the first time Jenna Hood tasted the fruit.
It was so tasty. People describe it as a cross between a mango and a banana. And I think that is just, that's spot on, really.
Hood is the director of agriculture and education at Earth Dance. This year, Hood says they'll produce about 800 pounds of pawpaws. That won't keep up with demand.
People call wanting to know, do we have pawpaws? We always sell out.
The pawpaw is shaped kind of like an avocado, except it's got smooth, lime green skin. Sometimes harvesting is as easy as collecting fruit that's already fallen from the tree. Or there's another way. Assistant farm manager Will DeLacy grabs a trunk and shakes it.
It's honestly like my favorite part is when you shake it and you hear do 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 do. And you're like, all right.
The pawpaw is the largest fruit native to North America. It was domesticated by Native Americans, and for a long time, people ate wild pawpaws straight out of the woods. Now people are growing them on farms in most states in the U.S. There's also an effort to cultivate more marketable varieties. Adam D'Angelo is the founder of Project Pawpaw, which is a crowdfunded breeding and research program.
There's so much variation that with a bit of properly directed traditional plant breeding, we could make massive improvements and really just end up with a fantastic crop that's easy to grow, fun to eat, and profitable for the small farmer.
D'Angelo says because the tree is native, it's low maintenance. That means less need for expensive and environmentally harmful fertilizers and pesticides. But there's one big thing holding pawpaws back from a mass market. They don't keep very long.
The chief limitation is the almost ephemeral nature of the fruit.
Pawpaw expert Chris Schmiel says festivals are a way to take advantage of that short shelf life.
Instead of that being a limitation, you kind of turn it into an asset by having an event.
Schmiel founded what was likely the first pawpaw festival in the U.S.
So over the last 26 years, you know, things have dramatically changed.
His annual festival in Albany, Ohio, now draws about 10,000 visitors. Schmiel says similar festivals are popping up all over the country. At the first annual festival for Ferguson, farmers are selling the fruit to a line of people. For a lot of people, this fruit is totally new. Tamara Berger cuts into a pawpaw and picks out the soft pulp.
Oh, it is very, like, I get the custardy. Yeah, it kind of tastes like pudding. I'm into it.
Growers hope more people will take their first bite of pawpaw soon. For NPR News, I'm Kate Grumke in Ferguson, Missouri.